Things that are going on in this nation, you know, how sexual allegations are being exposed, you know, in politics, in politicians, the Hollywood, people are being exposed of groping allegations and things like that, you know, and I praise the Lord for that. And the reason why I say that all these things are coming out, because I've been praying for years, Lord, expose the sins of the people into this nation, that they may come to repentance and to know you as our Lord and Savior, right? I mean, it's not surprising, I should say, that that these things are happening. Things are being exposed in this last day and hour. Because Jesus Christ is the light. And the light exposes darkness. For a good reason. Right? To bring people to get right with God. Amen? This is why I say what I say. It's so easy to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ at this very hour. Amen. And it's like the Word of God tells us, be assured of this, your sins will find you out. Amen. So much easier to stay out of sin than it is to get into it. Amen. It really is. Because the price of sin is separation. But see, the Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Sin will be exposed if people don't deal with it. Amen. For what? For what? Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. See, I'm going somewhere with this. Jesus is coming, glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord entitles this message, Stay Faithful, I Am Coming. That's what Jesus says, glory to God. If you turn with me to Revelation chapter 22, and we're going to read verse 20. When you read this passage of Scripture, you can't help but notice this is really the last words of the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you look a little bit closer, these words are in red. Amen. That means that this was the last written word of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus still speaks. Okay? Not just in his word, but audibly. If you have a listening ear to hear. Amen. In the spirit. But according to the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, this is the last written word of Jesus Christ. Amen. And he says in verse 20, He which testifieth, this is John speaking, He which testifieth these things saith. See, saith, he's still saying. Amen. Surely I come quickly. Amen. Glory to God. And then John concludes this passage of Scripture, Amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for this night that you have made and for this word, Lord God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that it would quicken our mortal bodies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To raise us up, Lord God, in holiness and in power. Hallelujah. To be the glorious bride without spot, wrinkle, or any such blemish. Help us to get ready, Lord God, for your coming, because your coming is quickly. I give you all the thanks and praise for this message that you have brought forth tonight by your grace and by your mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Father. You may be seated. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 24 deals with the signs of the rapture of the church. Amen. The rapture of the church comes before the tribulation period. And then through the tribulation period comes the second coming of Christ. The second coming of Christ is when Jesus Christ will step foot literally on the Mount of Olives. According to Zechariah chapter 14. Talks about the second coming of Christ in his kingdom. Glory to God. And he is to bring an end to Armageddon. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the 1,000 years of righteousness will occur, where Satan will be bound up for 1,000 years into the pit, but then he will be released for a short time for God allowing Satan to deceive the nations one last time, and they will be deceived, which is kind of profound to me, because, and that's found in Revelation chapter 20. Hallelujah. Chapter 20, glory to God. You'll read all about that. The second coming of Christ is Revelation chapter 19. And Revelation chapter 20 talks about how Satan will be bound. And people will be in the presence of Jesus Christ, literally. But then when Satan's released for that last time, people will be deceived again, which I don't understand. If people are in the literal presence of Christ, and if they're hearing Jesus Christ teach, oh man, this is what we're waiting for, glory to God. And how can people be deceived? It's based upon choice. Amen? What they're going to do with that revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ, right? Matthew chapter 24. I'm just going to go through this quickly. Hallelujah. The signs of the rapture. And I know I've ministered a little bit about this before. This concurs with Revelation chapter 6 if you're taking notes. And compare between Matthew chapter 24 and Revelation chapter 6. But we're not going to do that tonight. Amen. We're just going to get straight to the point here. In verse 4, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. Talking about false ministers and false teachers who were put on this earth by Satan himself to entice the Christian church away from God. And then too, there's going to be people that claims to be Jesus Christ, and because people are looking for something, glory to God, something that will fulfill them, they'll believe it. Jim Jones had led many to their death because he claimed to be Jesus Christ. There is a guy in Siberia right now by the name of Vissarion. I know I've ministered this before, who also claims to be Jesus Christ. And we know how Jesus Christ will come. He will come in the clouds with great glory and power, glory to God. We know that. Hallelujah. Because in the book of Acts chapter 1 tells us the same Jesus whom you saw going to the clouds will come in like manner. He ain't just going to appear. He's going to appear in the clouds and every eye will see him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See rumors of wars, and see that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. We're on the brinks of war as is between North Korea and us. Glory to God. Rumors. A little bratty emperor. Dictator. He says, hey, I got better weapons than you got. Trump's like, well, okay, bring it on. I mean, because we know that he's bold. He means business, glory to God. And we all know that North Korea, they're bullying the world because they believe that they can actually take care of business. But see, again, that's being fulfilled as we speak. We've already been through a lot of wars. One war has been melting into another and into another and into another, and we're still in one. Amen. It's just continued on and on and on. Glory to God. So that's fulfilled. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and earthquakes in diverse places. And that's very so. Pestilence, you know, diseases. Third of the world is dying of disease. Third of the world is dying of hunger. And earthquakes in various places. Mexico City, just recently, 8.1. And that hasn't happened since 84, if I'm not mistaken. Iran received a huge earthquake. Another, oh, I think, was it a 6 point or an 8 point or 7 point, something like that. And a part of Iraq also was involved in that earthquake as well. So, various places. So, that's being fulfilled as we speak. Verse 8. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. See, all these are the beginning of sorrows. We're living in the days of sorrows now, right? Hallelujah. This is not the Great Tribulation period. Jesus is not describing the Great Tribulation period. Heck, no. There's far worse that's coming, right? But that's why he says all these are the beginnings of sorrows. Then they shall deliver you up and be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations because my name's sake. And that's very true. Christians all over the world are dying because of Jesus Christ, especially in Iran. Predominantly Muslim countries are killing Christians. Coptic Christians in Egypt are dying because of Jesus Christ. So that's being fulfilled there too, right? And then shall many of be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. We're seeing that in this nation. We talk about the Las Vegas shooting. Why did that happen? Why? Because people hate each other. Simple as that. Jesus had prophesied that long ago before it ever happened. Amen. And many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. We know that. A person in the email I mentioned this morning, you know, falsely prophesying, giving you a false hope, saying, oh, well, you know, going to go through the Great Tribulation period, that's how Jesus gets the church ready. No, we're supposed to be ready before the rapture, glory to God. See, it's a false hope. You see, if people didn't know this basic truth,
People would just still be waiting and live however they way they want to, because when the Great Tribulation period begins, oh, now I need to get right. No, Jesus says, I'm coming, and no one knows the day or hour, right? Amen. He ministers it in the same chapter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're always to stay ready. We're always to stay right with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Glory to God. And this gospel of this kingdom shall be preached in all the world for the witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Run down with me to verse 29. Okay? Because like I said, this is the days of now. But there's this one thing that we're waiting for. This one sign that we're waiting for. And it's in verse 29. It says, immediately after the tribulation of those days. Now the word tribulation here means great distresses. You think people are in greatly distressed spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally? Absolutely. Right now. That's why all these things are happening, right? People are stressed out to the breaking point. Amen. So this is what he's talking about. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, not the great tribulation, but now, of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then, when you see that, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with great power and glory. And he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect Christians from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other end. Didn't say he was going to come and step down on earth. Says he's in the clouds. And he will send his angels to gather his elect, to gather his bride, the church that he built. Glory to God. And then the great tribulation period will happen. And then the second coming of Christ will occur. Right? Where he will step foot on the Mount of Olives, just like in Zechariah chapter 14 deals with. Amen? Hallelujah. So we need to stay right and stay ready. Because I mentioned earlier this morning, the enemy is working full time to try to entice people away from the church, trying to entice people away from reading the Word, trying to entice people away from Christ. That's why we got to stay ready. Got to stay alert. Amen? Because not everyone will make heaven, either by rapture or by death. Whatever's going to come first. No one's guaranteed the next hour. I'm not. I don't live in a false hope. I can go home tonight, lay my head down on the pillow, and my heart can stop beating. Any one of us can. There's people dying left and right, young and old. It don't matter. The devil's lying to many people. I was one of them that was lied to. Oh, you've got time to repent. Live your life. Religion's for old people who are going to die, you know. I bought into it. And I say this with a lot of sinners, too. I said, you know what? If you want to be a sinner, be that all your heart. Do it to your heart's content until you are fulfilled. And I guarantee you will never be fulfilled. But at least try. But if you want to be a Christian, do that with all your heart. You can't be in and out. You can't have one foot in the world and one foot in church. That ain't possible. Amen. Do it with all your heart, whatever you want to pursue. But you can't be both. You got to be ready, right? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because like you said, never know when the Lord Jesus Christ comes or when your last breath is on earth and your first breath in eternity, heaven or hell. So based upon our choice now, right? Amen. So in Revelation chapter 21, verse 7, we talk about, in the beginning, the first months of Donald Trump being accused of all this and that and the other thing. One thing the liberals accuse him of, he's an extreme bettor. Meaning, he wants to build a wall. He doesn't want, people from other countries in and all this and that. He's just an extreme bettor. That's what that means, actually. Betting, meaning you just don't allow anybody in. Well, if Trump is like that, well, God is much worse. It tells us right here. There's only certain people that will enter the kingdom of heaven. He's not going to allow anybody in. Oh, no.
He must have faith in Jesus Christ. He must have an active and real relationship with God. And then do the good works for Jesus Christ. Because that is what Christianity really is. Amen? The power of doing and the power of word. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So Revelation chapter 21, verse 7 and 8, it says, "And he that overcometh shall inherit all things." Overcome what? Sin? The temptations of the flesh and of the enemy? The devil? Overcoming weariness? There are so many people that have waited upon the Lord, and they have fainted. They have fallen away. People have waited so long. Oh, I've heard it all, brother. And the Lord still hadn't come yet. That's temptation, to give it up. Or anything that we're believing for, tempting to give it up. Walking away from the Lord. That's giving up. That's falling away, right? Amen. So overcoming all this shall inherit all things. The kingdom of God. That's all things. The kingdom of God itself is everything, right? And I will be his God, and he shall be my son, thus saith the Lord. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderer, the whoremongers and the sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, hell. In verse 27, and here's where the vetting comes in. And there shall in no wise enter into it, heaven itself, anything that defileth, neither whosoever worketh an abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Woo! Hallelujah. That should give you a shout and fit, glory to God. Knowing that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life, hallelujah. You just win, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. On earth and in eternity. I'm by winning. I'm winning on earth and I'm winning in heaven, glory to God. If you stay in the Lord, and only those who have repented of all sins, baptized into his death, like we mentioned this morning, washed in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, born again by the Holy Spirit, and has continued in a real active relationship with God, totally devoted to the Lord, as Brother Steve ministered this morning, will be written in the Lamb's book of life. See, that's how you are written in the Lamb's book of life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming in the clouds to deliver his church soon from the presence of sin before the great tribulation period. But he's only coming for his bride, who is ready, who has completely overcome sin, and who is ever continually faithful to the Lord. Amen. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24. Let's go back there for a sec. Matthew chapter 24 once again tells us to endure. Amen. Who endures unto the end, the same shall be saved. If you stay in Christ, stay faithful. I don't know about you, but I ask the Lord continually, Lord, give me the endurance. Because another thing to overcome is not just the sins and the temptations and the flesh and of the devil, the pride of life and the sins of the eyes and so forth, or growing lazy in the spirit, or cold in Christ, or people who have waited for so long and still haven't seen a promise come to pass and you just fall away. They say, I'm just giving up. But how about overcoming the signs of the times? Like I said, people are going nuts to the breaking point. That's not enduring. No, that's weakness. Because why? They don't have Christ. See, Christ is our strength. Christ is our power. Right? And if we're in him, glory to God, then we'll overcome all things. The saints of God that were mentioned in the great tribulation period. He overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. He overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even to the death. Hallelujah. That's the relationship we're supposed to have in Christ. Because that is the power of the bride of Christ. Amen? Like I said, Jesus is only coming for his bride, the glorious church. Glory to God. He's our husband, right? And so what does the faithful church look like? Revelation chapter 3, verse 10 tells us this. It says, because thou hast kept the word
of my patience. Jesus is saying here, talking about enduring, right? Patience. But notice he said, kept the word. Jesus is the word. Follow the word. Follow the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's key. Staying strong in the Lord. And you'll have a sound mind. You won't get all bent out of shape over little stuff. Because why? The enemy will try to expose your weakness to try to get you to stray. But unfortunately, it backfires on him because when you realize, oh, wait a minute here, I almost lost it for something so little, I need to take inventory, right? Amen. Sign of the times. People are stressed out. The word of God tells us he did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Staying patient, enduring, being grounded and rooted in the word, and in prayer and in church. And that's what we're getting at, glory to God. Again, in verse 10, it says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which is the great tribulation period. This is part of the rapture promise, which shall come upon the whole world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. What crown is he talking about? James chapter 1, verse 12. Turn with me there. It tells us, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Temptation of what? As we just mentioned, sins. I know I'm repeating myself over and over and over, but you know what? People, it gets locked in people's hearts when you keep repeating yourself, right? I need it. Glory to God. I need to be reminded, right? I need this to get into me. The best kind of preachers are the ones that preach to themselves. You're just here as an audience. Okay, I'm blessed, glory to God, but I'm really preaching to myself, hallelujah. But enduring temptation, the sin of the flesh, the temptations of the devil, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, but also the sign of the times. Endureth temptation, for when he is tried, and you will be. If you are the child of God, if you know that you're in Jesus Christ, you will be tried. That's really it. It's not if. No, that's a given. It's reality. It's when. How many of you known a new convert that has just given up after the first week because they were tried and they weren't strong enough in the Lord? Of course, being a newborn babe in Christ, they fall away quickly because they're not strong enough in the Lord. They have not endured or learned to endure. But if they would just stick with it, they would learn and they would grow. And if they stay in the Word, which is the spiritual milk, glory to God, they would grow and mature in Christ. The circumstances, I don't know, for some reason, it just scares people. You know, the devil just scares people. And let's go back. Blessed is the man who endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Like this morning, I mentioned, how do you love the Lord? According to his word, he says, if you love me, according to John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, you would keep my commandments. Hallelujah. And preach the gospel of holiness. Glory to God. This is the crown of life that's mentioned in the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown, the crown of life. But in order to receive that crown of life, we must endure. We must mortify the deeds of the flesh, which are sinful. Let not sin reign in our mortal body. Staying strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Staying in his word. Praise the Lord Jesus. Mark chapter 14, verses 37 and 38. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane went to go and pray to his Father because he was being tempted to give up and not go to the cross. And the Lord said, not my will, but yours be done. But as he came back, he saw his disciples sleeping and says, could you not watch for 1 hour? Could you not pray for 1 hour? Watch and pray lest he fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Prayer strengthens us because it's that direct communion with God. And let me tell you something. When you pray, when you seek God, God will show up in your room, in your car, you know, alone. And his presence alone will refresh you to endure just a little longer. His presence is food itself, glory to God. Because why? He's the Word. The Word is food to our spiritual body. Amen? Glory to God, in order to stay strong in the Lord, right? And so, faithful in prayer. Amen? And of course, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, talking about being faithful in church. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 tells us, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Does that sound like a defeated church? Certainly not. A strong church. A strong bride of Christ. Faithful, glory to God. Right? Amen. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. I'm talking about the rapture of the church. And that day is approaching, glory to God. We're only waiting for that one sign, which is in the stars, and the moon, and the sun, glory to God. Hallelujah. Where it'll be darkened. Amen. And then, right then and there, you will see Jesus Christ in the clouds of glory, sending his angels to gather his elect, those who are ready, those who are faithful, those who are right with God, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, brother. I asked Brother Alex to lead us in a song, glory to God, because I sense my spirit. At the last minute, I was already putting my suit on and everything when I heard this song. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Glory to God. We're going to sing that song. And while we're singing that song, if you need to get right with anything, if there's anything that's hindering you from having a close relationship with God, the altars are open as we sing this song, glory to God. You know, because I believe that the Lord has spoken to each and every one of us of what we need to do. Amen? To stay close to the Lord. Because those who are not will be left behind. That is a fact. And hell on earth will be unleashed. But those who are right with the Lord, join us in song, glory to God. Hallelujah. Just come. However the Lord leads you, glory to God. Glory. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, Lord.
Their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. That wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to do Thy will. He that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to live. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with me as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord.